Thanks for checking out NPR's Bryant Park Project podcast. Allison Stewart here, and let's just say I gave you $2,500 with one string attached. You had to invest it. And no, a 50-inch plasma TV is not an investment. Would you know where to start? If the answer is not really, no worries. You aren't alone. In fact, one of the most viewed articles at thewallstreetjournal.com is titled, What to Do with $2,500? Advice for Young Investors. Its author, Emily Meehan, joins us. And Emily, how did you decide on that amount, $2,500, as your baseline for investing?
Well, I decided on that because from people that I was speaking to about tax returns coming back right now, who were in their 20s, it seemed like the average amount was around $2,500. And I didn't want to go up to $3,000 because at $3,000 you qualify for a lot of mutual funds and it gives you too many options, essentially. So $2,500 gives you fewer options, which is always good when you're doing something for the first time.
For the first-time investor, you went out and talked to financial planners, and I was really surprised at how diverse the opinions were about what to do with this sum of money. Tell me what the most conservative advice you found.
Well, the woman who is a senior financial planner at T. Rowe Price was totally against the idea that you should try to reap big returns from this money if you're going to be spending it any time before retirement. So basically, she wanted people to either put it in a money market account, which is really conservative and has, you know, five-year annual average returns of just 2%, or to put it in a bond mutual fund, which cannot be lost, essentially. You can't lose your money in intermediate-term bonds because the government isn't going to close down the way that a big corporation might if you have a higher yield bond.
That's interesting that she said just park it there, leave it alone. What's about the flip side? Who was the most aggressive?
I think the most aggressive, though he cloaked it in somewhat conservative speaking, was the guy from Charles Schwab, because he recommended one of Schwab's funds, which is, you know, to be expected. Of course, these people are going to tout their own products. And that fund is just a stock market mutual fund with no bonds. I think that 2% is allocated to bonds, but 98 or something percent of this fund is all stocks, which is really risky. And it wasn't even based on the S&P 500, which is a more reliable index. So he basically said, if you have your emergency reserve, if you are contributing to your 401k, go ahead and put all this money into a mutual fund that, you know, invest in stocks only.
I was sort of interested in the planner you talked to from Minnesota who suggests putting it into a retirement account. You know, these things that were developed about 9 years ago, these Roth IRAs named after Senator William Roth. What is the benefit of a Roth IRA over other retirement plans?
For a young person, it's great because you can't deduct taxes from the money that you put in a Roth IRA at 25. But when you pull the money out at 59 and a half or later, you don't have to pay any taxes on the earnings of the money that you've set aside. So if you put money aside every year and you invest it in a mutual fund, for example, all the earnings that the allocation to the Roth IRA make, you never have to pay taxes on it.
Explain to me how you were able to chart the return of these five different suggestions.
Well, we took 5 years, which is pretty good because the market wasn't very good in 2002. It wasn't terrible, but it was recovering from a really big dip. And so it reflected downturn and also, you know, the market is going up now. So it has kind of two phases. And then, you know, we asked them to calculate based on the percent return per year, how much would this investment have made?
So you know people who are listening to this podcast are wondering, what would Emily do if she had $2,500, considering this is what you report about each and every day? What would you do?
Well, I would go with ETFs because I'm really interested in the stock market, and I would enjoy the process of learning about it and actually doing my own trading. So aside the money that I might make, which looks like it'd be pretty good returns, I just kind of dig the process. And these other mutual funds don't require any management on the part of the investor. Basically, the investor just gives the money over to the mutual fund company or to the discount brokerage, and they throw it into this fund. They manage it. You never have to think about it.
You wouldn't go shopping?
I might paint my house and build a loft in my bedroom.
That's an honest answer. Emily Meehan from thewallstreetjournal.com, thank you so much for walking us through your article. It's a great article. I hope people link through to it.
Yeah, my pleasure.